Michael Vick gets nearly 2 years in prison. Today, a federal judge in Virginia sentenced him for his role in operating a dogfighting ring called Bad News Kennels. Vick was a quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons football team. Now he will spend 23 months in prison, as well as 3 years on probation. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
In a federal courtroom wearing a black and white jumpsuit, Vick apologized to the court and to his family. Judge Henry Hudson responded, "You need to apologize to the millions of young people who looked up to you." A subdued Vick answered, "Yes, sir." The judge then sentenced Vick to 23 months and 3 years probation. The judge said Vick lied about killing dogs, using marijuana, and he was not convinced that Vick had taken full responsibility. Law professor at the University of Richmond, Carl Tobias, says the sentence is tougher than expected.
Because the judge, I believe, felt that Vick was central to the operation and was the last to plead, that was an appropriate sentence. And it seems fair, but it's quite strict.
After the sentencing, attorney Billy Martin said Vick knows the punishment is a direct result of his conduct.
Michael does accept that. As you can imagine, Michael was not. He's very disappointed. He's saddened. But Michael will take advantage of this as a learning experience.
The former Atlanta Falcon has fallen a long way from his position as star quarterback. He signed a contract for $130 million back in 2004. But last June, he and three others were indicted for conspiracy in connection with the dogfighting ring known as Bad News Kennels. After first denying the charges, Vick pleaded guilty in August to financing the operation and killing some dogs. But Vick said he was not involved in gambling. He was suspended from the NFL without pay. In a written statement, Falcons owner Arthur Blank called the sentencing another step in Vick's legal journey and a difficult day for a lot of us, including many players and fans who have been emotionally invested in Michael over the years. Vick turned himself in last month to begin serving his sentence early, but that doesn't appear to have had much effect on the judge. Two of Vick's co-defendants were sentenced in November to 18 and 21 months. U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg said in a statement that the investigation exposed a seamy side of society. Professor Tobias says the government prosecutors were serious.
In part, this prosecution was pursued in order to send a message that dogfighting is not going to be tolerated in the federal system. I think that message was sent because of Michael Vick's status as a national figure.
Vick has also been indicted on state dogfighting charges in Virginia and faces a trial in April. Today's sentencing comes the same day the Falcons play the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. Without their star, the team has a record of just 3-9 this year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.